13 minutes past 6, and it is time to get into the day's top business news. We start with the National Treasury's trip to the U.S. to woo investors. Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba is leading the delegation, which includes Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Kganyago, on a trip aimed at boosting confidence and growth in an economy that has just emerged from recession. CEO at Business Unity South Africa, Tanya Cohen, joins us on the line to discuss this. Good evening.
Evening, Timmy.
First, talk us in detail about what's expected from this trip.
Well, I think that it is an effort to get back into the circle to try and boost confidence again in the financial markets and in the economy, and to try and perpetuate that Team South Africa approach that will attract investments, attract obviously money, and hopefully build growth in jobs and the economy.
What then, Tanya, is the delegation expected to say to rating agencies which have already raised concerns over policy and political uncertainty? We do understand that the South African delegation will be meeting with the rating agencies, namely Moody's, Fitch, as well as Standard & Poor's.
Yeah, there's a series of meetings taking place over the next few months, so this will obviously form one of them. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's going to be very much similar to the issues that we've already seen. And I think, first of all, we have to acknowledge South Africa is a complicated country.
Yeah.
Obviously, we are in politically uncertain times, and that is having a destabilizing effect on our economy, which is obviously not helping us address our social challenges. But there's also a lot that's going for the country. And I think if we look at the types of things that the rating agencies and that investors are looking to, it's very much the same things that they have been looking for. So it's looking at the strength of our institutions, our financial institutions, looking at what's happening in our economy. And I think that there are, despite the fact that I think we feel as a society that there's so much that needs to be worked on and fixed, but I think that there's a lot of positive that is happening and that they can be speaking to.
Interesting you raise that there is some sort of effort as well as some sort of light and positivity that the delegation may be taking over to this trip. In your view, does South Africa have a case of progress to make in its efforts to allay fears that have already been cited, or are these engagements a bit too soon, especially as we are yet to get to the medium-term budget policy statement later this month, as well as the governing ANC's elective conference in December?
Yeah, so those are obviously two critical issues that I think we're all watching. But I think despite the level of uncertainty, what we are seeing is that the economy is holding its own. In fact, October's been quite a good month. The stock market's been growing. We've seen our exports growing. The growth forecasts are improving. And I think that we're still maintaining our position within the continent and as one of the strongest emerging economies. So that's a good thing, despite all the uncertainty that is prevailing. And I think that one of the things that really stands in our favor as a country is the way in which our social partners do work together.
Mm-hmm.
It is really unique that you have the types of issues that we are discussing and engaging upon together as business and labor and government within NEDLAC. And that is bringing a level of accountability. It's pushing the national interest. And I think that does make us, it does differentiate us from a lot of other countries.
Lastly, what's there to be said about how the finance minister and his team will be received this time around, seeing as this trip was last clouded by the abrupt return of the former finance minister and his delegation shortly before Pravin Gordhan and his deputy were axed?
Yeah. Look, I think that they're working hard to restore credibility and build relationships. There has been the 14 confidence-boosting measures that were recently launched. In terms of our experience, they certainly are looking at state-owned companies very critically, looking at whether the business models are sustainable, whether the financial models are sustainable. And I think that can only be positively received. That's not to say that I do think they will have serious challenges in terms of some of what we've seen in the state-owned companies in terms of the governance challenges. But I think that it is a good sign that we have with some senior business captains with them on this visit, and that we are working together to restore positive an optimistic outlook in the economy.
Thank you so much for your input. Business Unity South Africa CEO Tanya Cohen talking to us about the National Treasury's U.S. trip aimed at wooing investors.